tablet too. However, by gaining the true knowledge of life, they will overcome their fears because they will know that a spiritual person is not afraid of anything. They will increase their intuition by spiritual practices, and they will understand that this whole universe is neither a reality nor an illusion. The real life is eternal life when man reaches pure consciousness. Only with this realization and by overcoming their fears can they start their spiritual journey, which is symbolized as the Tree of Life, Revelation 2:7. Through this process, a person stops mourning and starts to notice that no one listens to him. He sees that he is too powerless to be able to gain whatever he thinks is his fair share. So he starts to conform to the environmental setups. He becomes meek and submissive to these setups. He will endure suffering with patience and without resentment. He also starts to notice that not only is he unhappy, but all others are unhappy also. They all pretend that they are happy, but deep inside they all long for a more permanent happiness that they intuitively know exists. Therefore, he starts to go away from being self-centered and only thinking about his own problems, and looks around at the situation he and others live in. This brings a person out of being self-centered and egoistical. With becoming observant of the situation, he longs for the kingdom of heaven, which is justice in the social organization. However, he is still afraid of suffering and fighting in order to bring the change. These people are the majority in the society. That is why they will be the majority in the kingdom of heaven on earth also. They shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. However, if they overcome this fear of suffering, they shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2:11.